Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever. That's vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever to get started today. Quick disclaimer, the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are provided for informational purposes only and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any securities or to make or consider any investment or course of action. For more information, go to bestevershow.com.
It needs to be a passive income investment, something that ideally distributes on a monthly basis, not quarterly, not annually, not a new development deal that doesn't have any cash flow, something that distributes on a monthly basis, ideally. Best ever listeners, welcome back to another episode of the Actively Passive Investing Show. I am your host, Travis Watts, filming another episode on a walk around the neighborhood. Sometimes these ideas just come to me and it's better to record them here on the fly, even though the audio may suffer a little bit. Hopefully you can hear me and see me all right if you're tuning in on audio. Appreciate it if you're tuning in on video. Enjoy the walk. And today what we're talking about is how to dollar cost average with your investments in real estate private placements or syndications. A lot of investors are familiar with the term dollar cost average when it comes to the stock market, but you may not be aware that you can actually do this same strategy with private placements. And so that's what we're talking about here today. So I'll give you just a broad definition. If you're not familiar with dollar cost averaging, we'll use the stock example first. You buy, let's say, $1,000 worth of a stock at $10 per share. Then maybe that stock price goes up to $12 per share. You put another $1,000 in. Then we'll say that stock falls to $9 per share. And you put another $1,000 in. So you're getting basically a cumulative average price of that stock over time. So it might be, I don't know, $10.50 per share in that example, something like that. Warren Buffett has a great quote. He says, if you want to focus on your investments 7-8 hours per week, then do it. But if you don't, then dollar cost average. That's a great quote. I love that. So let's talk about private placements and real estate syndications. We talk about that a ton on this show. They're illiquid investments, right? You put your money in and it's tied up for years on end. It's not publicly traded, right? Hence the name private placement. So you can't just put $50,000 into a deal and then if you have $1,000 laying around a couple months later, you can't always put that into the deal, right? The deal might be closed and moved on. There's some structures that might allow for that, but a lot of them don't. So I'm just going to share with you, obviously not financial advice, not telling you what to do, not saying you should do this at all, just for educational purposes. I'm going to share with you what I do to dollar cost average in these multifamily syndications that I invest in primarily. So number one, I set up a bank account, and that bank account can be in your individual name. It can be in the name of a trust. It can be in the name of your LLC or disregarded entity. So that's a whole nother conversation. You just decide how you want to structure things, but you need a bank account exclusively for your investments. Okay. Second thing is you're going to need to fund that bank account either through capital that you have from whatever liquidity event, you sold your house, you sold a business, you got some money in the bank. So you need to shift that over to the bank account or begin funding the account with active income. Maybe you have a job or W-2 income, 1099 income. So either way, you need to build this thing up to a minimum investment amount for a private placement. So for example purposes, I'm just going to use, we'll say $50,000. Okay. So you got to start with 50K, all earned active income, assuming. And then step number three is you need to make an investment into a private placement. But let me point something out that's very important. It needs to be a passive income investment, something that ideally distributes on a monthly basis, not quarterly, not annually, not a new development deal that doesn't have any cash flow, something that distributes on a monthly basis, ideally. Okay. And I'll share with you why in just a couple minutes.
We'll get back to the show, but first, some sponsors I'm confident you'll find value in learning more about. When it comes to scaling your real estate business, is lack of capital holding you back? Raising private capital on demand can be a major challenge, but you can get the knowledge and tools you need to succeed when you attend Dana Cornell's 4-week Raise Capital Masterclass Live. After starting out with no capital or relationships, Dana has raised over $1 billion twice in the past 20 years, and he has made it his mission to share the best of what he's learned with business owners and investors like you. You can learn more at danacornell.com/best ever. Dana's Raise Capital Masterclass Live allows you to immediately unlock and raise capital on demand, drastically increasing your business's growth. If you're ready to take your business to the next level, go to danacornell.com/best ever to enroll today. I'd like to introduce you to my good friends over at PassiveInvesting.com, a private equity real estate firm based out of the Carolinas. PassiveInvesting.com makes it easy for you to start investing in real estate. They focus on acquiring institutional quality apartments and self-storage facilities with private accredited investor funds. They also have a real estate debt fund that offers hard money loans to local fix and flippers across the U.S., which currently has a 0% default rate. With a portfolio of over $700 million in assets and controlling over $250 million in equity, they know how to secure the best deals and how to avoid the red flags. If you are interested in learning more, please reach out directly to PassiveInvesting.com and request the free Passive Investor guide that outlines the 7 red flags for passive apartment and self-storage investing. Visit passiveinvesting.com/red flags to download that PDF now. That's passiveinvesting.com/red flags.
So now what happens? Usually these distributions that get made to you on a monthly basis, they come in through ACH, electronic transfer, right back to the bank account that you have set up for these investments. So it makes it pretty streamlined, very hands-off, very systematic. So let's say that this deal that you invested in produces a 10% annualized return, just for simple math purposes. So if I put $50,000 in, I invested in some deal, 10% a year, that's $5,000 in annual distributions, 10%. So the beauty is, after I make that first investment with my own active income, let's say, well, I have $5,000 sitting in that bank account at the end of the year, in theory. So now when I do a second investment, say I do another 50K, I only have to put in 45 of my own money because I already have $5,000 in the account from the first investment. And after I do investment number two, I have two passive income streams, right? Sorry, there's a there's a mower over here. Hopefully you guys can hear me all right. In fact, I'm gonna go the other way. Just get away from the noise. So then I have two investments producing $5,000 per year. So when I go to do the third investment, I only have to put in $40,000 of my own money because I have two investments that are pumping out $5,000 per year already. So you see where I'm going with this. It's compounding, right? And it's dollar cost averaging because each time I'm making an investment, let's say I make an investment once per year, I'm buying at a different time with different pricing in the market. Like multifamily housing perhaps had a slight dip during COVID, March, April, May, June, July of 2020, and then had a boost in price in 2021 when inflation started to hit and after all the stimulus. And interest rates have been going down for years, which affects the pricing, but now interest rates are going up, which affects the pricing. So you're always buying at different price points with different market metrics to factor in. So you really are dollar cost averaging with your private placements over time. So I suppose if we zoom out and we look at this macro level strategy, what are we really doing here? I guess one cool thought to me is one day you might be able to fully fund a new investment every year just by using your passive income from all of your other investments inside the account. Let's suppose that we get down the road and we have 10 of these investments pumping out $5,000 per year. That's $50,000 per year in passive income. At the end of the year, we could do a new $50,000 investment without having to put our own capital into it. So I think that's a pretty cool strategy myself. And again, not telling you what to do, educational purposes only, not financial advice, but I just think that's a really cool strategy. And I just wanted to share, in case you hadn't really thought about that, that you really can dollar cost average. So have a best ever week. Thanks so much for tuning into the show. This was a short episode. If we haven't connected on LinkedIn, let's do it, and on social media. And we will see you on another episode of the Actively Passive Investing Show.